Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 8:19 on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ray Dunaway, along with our good friend Jody Ambrosio. And that's kind of an exciting little story we have here for you.
Yeah, this is kind
good
of
news.
Cool. Yeah, we always look forward to bringing this kind of thing up because there's so much negative things that go on nowadays that we like to go in the positive. And today, over in Windsor, there'll be an announcement, kind of a corporate marriage. Cynthia Arcate is the president and CEO of Power Options, who we've had on before. Cynthia, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Cynthia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on again. First off, for the people who might not be familiar with it, just give us a little background on Power Options.
Sure. Power Options is a nonprofit energy buying group. We only work with nonprofits and public entities. And what we do is we leverage their buying power in the market to get good pricing and contracts for electricity, natural gas, and solar. And we operate in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
And it's for not-for-profits, correct, or nonprofits?
Yes, we only work with nonprofits
or municipalities
and public entities. Yep.
Nice. So today, you'll be announcing a partnership with EVSE LLC, which is an Enfield-based manufacturer of electric vehicle charging stations. How did they come onto your radar?
Well, we put out a request for bids, and they submitted a bid that was very favorable, and we were particularly excited to be able to find a vendor that was in New England, and they have a great reputation nationally. And they've done some very interesting design of EV chargers that we think our members are going to really benefit from. So that's how we found them. They came to us.
That's a good deal. How many people do they have working there? It's got to be. You didn't know there'd be a test.
I forget. I think several hundred.
All I know is they have 44,000 square feet. So, you know, there's got to be room for a lot of people in
there.
That's
pretty good size. Now, through the partnership, according to the release, your organization, Power Options, will offer charging stations built and serviced by EVSE at a discounted price to its hundreds of municipal and nonprofit members throughout southern New England. And that would be, I would think, proof positive that electric cars are becoming, and electric vehicles of all sorts, are becoming more and more popular.
Yes, absolutely. This is something that our members are very interested in and have been asking for. And we've been doing a lot of work in this area. I think maybe the last time I spoke with you guys, we were announcing our 20th anniversary giveaway. And part of our giveaway was to give away 20 EV chargers. And in that process, we learned a lot about the market and the mechanics of it and how a customer manages the software of the EV chargers. And so that's really where we learned what we needed to do to do this competitive solicitation. And what we found was that there's a great deal of interest among our members to get EV chargers. And so part of what we're offering our members as well is the experience we now have and the expertise we have in-house to help customers navigate the relationship with the utility that has to do the infrastructure for the installation and how those costs get recovered and how to charge customers for the use of the EV charger if you choose to do so. It's really a booming, developing business in terms of the software, which is another important dimension to this. And one of the reasons we like EVSE is because they have what we call an open architecture on their software that we think is real important to our members.
Well, what does that mean as far as open structure?
Well, so if you think about sort of iPhones versus Android, it's a similar concept in that the open architecture allows the customer to use any software they want. There are a lot of software providers in this space,
right?
Whereas if you use a charge point, which is kind of the big name in EV chargers. You have to use their software, which is fine. We're actually going to be offering charge point chargers as well in our program, but we wanted to give customers a choice between charge point and perhaps another software provider, which EVSC allows through their software construct.
Go ahead,
Rayman.
Well, I was just going to ask. I mean, I've heard stories that at Tesla doesn't work on a standard system. It has its own. I think that's going on, which is why they put in their own charging stations. But this obviates that, gets rid of it.
Well, the Tesla restriction is the hardware. It's not.
Okay, it's not okay.
You have to have an adapter to use a different charger than a Tesla charger if you own a Tesla.
Okay.
Talking with Cynthia Arcate, who is the president and CEO of Power Options, which today will announce their partnership with EVSE from Enfield. So you announced the partnership today. How long before things get rolling and start taking shape?
Oh, right away.
Oh, really?
We're announcing this to all of our members today. We're going to let them know that this product is available to them. And hopefully we'll start to see some action.
And they contact you, right? I mean, they don't get in touch with EVSE. They come to you and say, we'd like this and that. And then you facilitate that. Is that correct?
Correct. They should contact Power Options directly.
So when's it happening? This morning is a little press conference, or did it already?
Yes, at 10 o'clock, we're going to be meeting in Enfield. We're going to make an announcement, and then we're going to have a tour of the facility there, and people are welcome to come. Mayor Ludwig from Enfield will be there. There are going to be some state representatives, and as well as someone from the Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection.
Beautiful.
That's excellent. And what is the state's reaction to your organization and to what you're trying to do? I mean, do you have much byplay with the state government?
Yes, I mean, I've had many discussions with Commissioner Dykes at DEEP, and they're very supportive of what we're trying to do. This is something that they're trying to make happen in terms of their transportation infrastructure initiatives as well as a climate change action plan.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Well, Cynthia, thank you for a few minutes today. Congratulations on the
way to go.
On the deal. Have a great day today, and continued success to your to Power Options.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cynthia Arcate, President and CEO of Power Options. Fun. You know, I guess it's true, Rayman, that there's more and more time now for charging stations because the vehicles are more and more popular these days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.